This is exciting. We've been excited all morning about this, Jim, because she's an iconic Hobart drag queen. You might have seen her performing at Flamingos, hosting drag bingo at Society in Salamanca, or just hanging around. Please welcome Ms. Poppin!
I want more like sound effects.
Can you wish that?
I could do like... Perfect. Yeah. And like a brap brow, like a cricket noise. That's what I'm generally used to when I'm performing. Just crickets.
Yeah,
that'd be like, I'm at home. Thank you so much for having me, everybody.
No, Miss Poppins, first of all, we really sincerely need to apologise because, I mean, you look stunning. You look fantastic this morning.
Thank you. That's what I get paid for.
But can you please tell us what time you woke up this morning to get ready for this show, which will probably go for 5 minutes?
It's all about the craft and it's about putting the effort.
We are filming this, so we will put something up.
You will see her. She looks stunning.
All the hours and hundreds and thousands of dollars are spent putting this look together. Wink. But I got up at about 4:30 this morning to start getting ready. I had about 2 hours sleep, but that's my own fault because I'm just so busy. It's a struggle. Booked and blessed.
Miss Poppins, you're busy. Talk to us. What are you doing? What's happening this weekend?
Oh, this weekend. It's Mardi Gras, so it's gone absolutely crazy. So tonight, basically kicks off my celebrations here, firstly, at the Jimmy and Nath show. First thing in the morning. And then I have a couple of meetings throughout the day, just organising future events. So keep your eyes peeled for those ones. And then we'll be kicking off Society's Drag Bingo with myself and Anathema, our usual fortnightly gig at Society. It's always a lot of fun. It gets a bit rude and a bit crass. So generally 18's over. and then I get to sleep on Friday, which is a miracle in itself. And then Saturday, it's kicking off with I have a photo shoot. And then I have a big gig at Flamingos, where we'll be at High Altar, where we'll be having a big Mardi Gras celebration with me and a lot of other drag queens.
This is huge. I mean, can you talk us through the outfit?
Your meetings today, are you going like this?
Well, if this runs really late, then yes.
That's making an impression.
I was about to say, I'm just going to stay here until the next meeting because it's next door.
Please do.
It's at the ambulance, Taz.
Can you talk us through the outfit? I mean, yes, Jimmy said we're going to be putting up something later on, so you will be able to see it. But for those of you who obviously can't see it, talk us through the outfit. It's very Lady Gaga.
It is very Lady Gaga. So I'm a little bit of a Lady Gaga fan. And what I did is Rain On Me came out, and within about 24 hours, I just kind of scrambled together making one of the outfits. So it's kind of like a half-sleeved spiked shoulder with like a stretchy synthetic bodysuit and a purple wig done in a ponytail that won't get out of my face.
So you you make all this stuff yourself?
I do, yes.
That's it.
How long did it take you to put that together?
I think it was like with 24 hours.
24 hours?
Yeah.
Because producer Grace still doesn't have anything for Mardi Gras.
I do not have anything for Mardi Gras. Actually, no, that's a lot. I have a lot for Mardi Gras. I don't have anything I'm happy to wear for Mardi Gras.
Do you think you could fit into this with my man body?
Absolutely.
Go for it. It's all yours, baby.
I think we need one for both.
I'll be Ariana, you be Gaga.
Oh, easy, done, sorted.
We just heard how many different things you're up to this weekend. How many different outfits will you be wearing this weekend? Is it just the one, or have you got a few that you...
Bless, I remember my first time talking to a drag queen too. So there will be at least... With every number that I do at the event, there'll be at least one costume change, plus one entrance look, and then maybe a comfortable look for when I want to be at 4 in the morning, just... doing shots at the bar. Yeah. So, even though I don't drink.
And I'm going to issue a little bit of a challenge because we want people, you know, to follow you and your escapades in this weekend. Is there a way to plug your Instagram without...
Producer Grace is giving me daggers. So,
can Producer Grace do it?
Can we spell it, do you think?
Can we, like,
maybe
charades on the radio? That doesn't work.
No. maybe if you follow at Jimmy and Nath, we will tag it on there.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good
clever.
Idea.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Meow. Yeah. Wink.
Meow Poppins.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm foster cats from 10 Lives Cat Centre as well. Oh.
Do you have any kittens at the moment?
No, because I'm like... We're
very
time.
Busy. Yeah,
no, time. I barely have time to sleep.
You do so much. This is insane.
If people listen to the show and want to go to any events, do they need to book tickets? Can they just rock up?
Some you can rock up. I'd always say, like, so bingo generally sells out pretty quickly. So go to Society's Facebook page. You can always book there. Sunday, we have an event at Bootle Beasley called Sun Gaze, hosted by Locker Room. Anyone can just rock up as well. And same with Flamingos, can rock up. And all the other future events, if you follow my social media, you'll see all the event links and upcoming events from there.
And again, head to our Instagram at Jimmy Nay, so you can can follow Miss Poppins.
It's like a two-step approach. It's like you have to go one to the next.
Making it very hard for people, but you'll understand.
Yeah, you'll figure out
once you
see. I
prefer a direct train to Central Station, but if we have to stop at Redfern beforehand, it has to be done. Because that's where you're going on the weekend.
Yes, oh, indeed, for
absolutely
Mardi Gras.
For Mardi Gras this weekend, of course. And potentially borrowing one of these outfits as well.
We'll see.
All right, Miss Poppins, thank you so much for joining us this
thank
morning.
Thank you for having me.
Again,
thank
we you. Sincerely apologise for getting you up so early.
It's self-inflicted, it's fine.
You look
thank
great.
You.
Oh, you look fantastic.
I'm going to try and find a husband after this, so I'll just keep walking the street, see what
walk
happens.
Around the office, mate. That's
exactly
fine.
See what happens. Who's there? Who's
around? That's fine. Yeah.
On Melville Street. You can find Miss Poppins outside.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.